Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics through the Christmas season. Enjoy your perennial Christmas favorites on the big screen every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. And John, as usual, we're here at the Gateway Film Center. We have a very special guest, Chris Hamill, president and programmer of the Gateway Film Center.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for having me, guys. It's every man's Christmas wish to join you on Cinema Classics.
And there are a few women.
It's very manly.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, Christmas, and here at the Gateway Film Center, we've had Christmas, and we're still having Christmas shows.
Yep.
But aren't there films that people, that you've seen, or we've seen, or heard about, that are alternatives to
these? Yeah. Every year, John, everybody watches It's a Wonderful Life. Everybody sees A Christmas Story. Yeah. Now families watch Elf religiously. I know, it's hard to believe, but they do. So, Chris, we want to pick your brain, because you are a font of knowledge when it comes to alternative Christmas titles.
Well, I have a bit of an advantage, Johnny, since I program Christmas movies every single year. You may see my thoughts portrayed on the screen every week, but I think there's a lot of lesser-known holiday films that people really should check out.
All right, Chris, I got one in honor of my co-host here. It's called, and it came out in 1948, and it's called Three Godfathers.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. John Wayne.
Yes, it is. All right. He and Monty Woolley I forget who else is in
it. It's a John Ford Western, one of the lesser-known John Ford movies.
So they're on the lam, these three guys. They pull a heist, and they're out somewhere in the desert, and a lady has a baby. And so, you can see the allegorical implications of it. But what a cool movie. John Wayne, Christmas time.
Yeah, Marrying the Three Wise Men, that story. Now, one that I know is one of your favorites, Chris, is Christmas in Connecticut.
Yes, I love this film, and I'm really pleased we actually were able to present it this year as part of Holiday Classics. And, you know, it's a screwball comedy, and Barbara Stanwyck's amazing in the lead role. But I've told you this before, Johnny. It sort of reminds me of like an early Coen Brothers film, the way the dialogue is quick-witted, and if people, you know, if they've liked those films, I think if they haven't seen Christmas in Connecticut, they should check it out.
Well, one that you two introduced me to that I knew nothing about until I met you came out in 1947, was it? The Bishop's Wife. What do you think about that?
It's a great film, and it was unfortunately remade in the 90s with Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I know that.
But, what'd you think of it, John? You finally seen it.
I think there are moments in that are better than It's a Wonderful Life.
And that's stupid.
I knew the minute I said that, I would push that button.
That's a bold statement.
It is.
But I think you're hitting at the core, which is that film is great and has so many amazing moments in it that if people haven't seen it, they absolutely have to check it out.
It comes out a year after It's a Wonderful Life. And what I really like about it is less sentimental than Wonderful Life.
For sure. Yeah. Without question.
Yeah. So, and
well, okay. I don't know, let's not have that argument.
All right.
I don't see It's a Wonderful Life as being sentimental. But another movie that Chris turned people onto last year, which is another one of my holiday favorites and stars Jimmy Stewart, is The Shop Around the Corner with Margaret Sullivan, which was also unfortunately remade as...
It was called You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
That's right, yeah. This is a 1940 film that... what is it? These two people, they hate each other, they work together?
Ernst Lubitsch directed it. Oh. You know, the Lubitsch touch.
Oh.
And Jimmy Stewart and Margaret Sullivan work in this retail shop, and they are unwittingly each other's romantic pen pal.
Right, okay.
Great. Correct. Wonderful film. Wonderful film.
Well, I'm weighing in with my last one that came out in 1970 that I think sounds like a hoot. And this would be the Scrooge musical starring Albert Finney. You guys ever...
I've seen about 10 minutes of the film.
And then you bailed out.
I gave up after about 10 minutes. Not that I don't love Albert Finney.
I know, but can you imagine him singing?
I can more than imagine. I've seen 10 minutes of the film.
Oh, great. Right.
Have you seen The Lemon Drop Kid with Bob Hope?
No. I know of it, but I don't believe I've seen it.
It's a little bit corny for sure, but you may know that the song Silver Bells was written for The Lemon Drop Kid.
Okay. Okay.
And really fun 1950s Bob Hope film. And again, if people are looking for just like a little gem out there, that's another one they can check out. And then the other one that I love from the mid-90s is the Dennis Leary, Kevin Spacey, Judy Davis comedy, The Ref.
Oh, my God.
And it's really a great companion film to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, but done in a much more slick black comedy type way. So another great film if people are looking for something unusual.
I saw years ago this movie with Robert Mitchum called A Holiday Affair, which is it's a very nice Christmas movie. You don't expect Mitchum to turn up in a...
No, you don't.
But if you find that on Turner Classics, by all means, check that one out. And in the rush of the holiday season where you're getting really frustrated, you might want to look at Silent Night, Deadly Night, in which Santa Claus mass murders people with axes.
Under no circumstance should anyone watch Silent Night, Deadly Night. But... Holiday Affair is great. I just watched that in November.
Did you really?
I had never seen it, and when we were looking at films for holiday classics, I watched it. I thought it was great.
Now, here's one that sounds like a real oddball to me. I'll Be Seeing You, 1945, Joseph Cotten and Ginger Rogers. He's coming back from the war with the syndrome, of course not called that in 1945.
Sure.
And she's on furlough from prison, and the two of them meet and, of course, fall in love. But what an odd-sounding movie.
Yeah.
And very psychological.
Shell shock. That's what they used to call PTSD back then. Shell shock.
Yeah, I'll Be Seeing You. So, and Ginger Rogers.
Fortunately, Joseph Cotten's hair protected him from any shrapnel.
Highly underrated actor.
He's great. He's a great actor, but, you know, bland.
How about Ernest Saves Christmas?
Oh, he is, man.
Jim Varney.
I think it's really... interesting that Elf is now being considered a holiday classic. How can you possibly talk about that film in the same conversation as It's a Wonderful Life?
I totally get it, Chris. A couple of years ago, we started watching Elf, and I resisted because, you know, I don't like to let any other holiday movies into the canon except It's a Wonderful Life, but I'm relinquishing that. But I got to tell you, it is charming. There's that movie, I think, has heart that, you know, a lot of people, especially... You know, people with good taste like ourselves refuse to see it first. I think it's there. It's I enjoy watching it every year now.
I don't really have any problem with the film. I enjoyed it. And I agree, it does have some really nice moments. But to compare it to something like The Bishop's Wife, which John talked about a few minutes ago, I don't know. I don't see it being on that same level. But I am happy that there are some contemporary options for people looking for something a little bit different.
And in summation... you know, a lot of these movies have been remade. I just want to let you both know that Silent Night, Deadly Night, the murderous Santa Claus movie, has been remade into Silent Night, which is coming out soon.
That's right, December 21st at the Gateway Film Center.